Winton Hall, Conservatives Who Understand AI Will Prevail on the Battlefield of Ideas. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 30, 2026. Breitbart News social media director and author Winton Hall discussed the revelations in his instant bestseller, Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, and warned it is crucial for conservatives to understand that AI is not just a tool, but political power, and the MAGA movement has the opportunity to use it to prevail on the battlefield of ideas. How much time do we have before we think China really does get the upper hand? Tom Bozile, the host of Newsmax TV's America Right Now, asked Winton Hall in a recent interview. The Code Red author replied, "Most experts believe we're 6 months to 3 years. It depends on how you're defining ahead of China. So, in the long arc of history, that's a very short amount of time. When it comes to disruptions to jobs, 50% of white-collar entry-level jobs, that means our college graduates who are getting their first jobs, are going to be replaced by AI, in the next 12 months to 5 years," Hall added, citing Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei, who has warned of the issue. How cozy is the relationship between big tech and communist China and some of our adversaries? Bozile asked. Because it seems that they have the ability to manipulate these algorithms and therefore could have a tremendous amount of power over the future of the American economy and American society as a whole, the America Right Now host added. Hall responded by noting that before the Trump administration, big tech, Silicon Valley, was very, very cozy and had really been not hiding how cozy they are with the CCP, adding that these companies are predominantly focused on expanding their businesses, platforms, and profits. Well, when President Trump came in, very quickly their tone changed for a time, the author continued. And, of course, as we know, that pendulum swings and their true colors show. It's math, not poetry, the Code Red author added, before pointing out that 85% of all political donations from Silicon Valley flow to Democrats. So, they're very clear on where they stand, the Breitbart News social media director said, before observing that, currently, big tech has decided that because President Trump says we have to win this AI race against China, they're all in against beating the CCP, for now. There has now become this sort of bipartisan tone that we've got to beat China. I think that changes if and when power shifts, he added. The bottom line, Hall said, is that people like to say that AI is just a tool. It is a tool, but it's way more than just a tool. It's political power. And if you don't understand how that power can be weaponized, then you're going to either become an unwitting victim to that weaponization, or you're going to miss an opportunity to be able to prevail on the battlefield of ideas, the author warned. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.